This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a one-day visit to Uttarakhand today. The Prime Minister will visit and worship at the winter residence of Ma Ganga at Mukhaba in Uttarkashi. Mr. Modi will flag off a walking tour and bike rally. He will also address the public at a public function in Harshil. The Uttarakhand government has launched a winter tourism program this year. Thousands of devotees have already visited the winter seats of Gangotri, Yamunotri, Kedarnath and Badrinath. The program aims to promote religious tourism and boost the local economy, tourism business including homestays. In view of the Prime Minister's visit, the Uttarkashi District Administration has completed all the preparations in Harshil Mukhaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday met with Japanese business delegation led by Tatsuo Yasunaga in New Delhi. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that he was encouraged by their expansion plans in India and their steadfast commitment to make in India, make for the world. Mr. Modi further expressed hope for deepening economic collaboration with Japan, India's special strategic and global partner. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held wide-ranging and productive talks with his British counterpart David Lammy at Chevening House in England over the past 2 days. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said the two sides discussed the entire gamut of bilateral ties with a special focus on strategic coordination, political cooperation, trade deal negotiations and people-to-people exchanges. He noted that both sides agreed to formulate new next steps to further strengthen and structure these ties. He added that they exchanged views on regional and global issues, including the Ukraine conflict, West Asia, Bangladesh and the Commonwealth. Dr. Jaishankar emphasized that in an uncertain and volatile world, India-UK relations contribute to stability and prosperity. Dr. Jaishankar, who is on an official visit to the United Kingdom and Ireland until 9th of this month, will embark on a two-day visit to Ireland today. The government has given approval for the development of Son Prayag to Kedarnath ropeway with a length of 12.9 kilometers. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the total cost of the project will be over 4,000 crore rupees. Mr. Vaishnav also informed about 12.4 kilometer Hemkund Sahib ropeway that is to be developed at a cost of 2,730 crore rupees. The government has also taken decisions for livestock health and disease prevention with the cost of 3,880 crore rupees. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has applauded the cabinet decisions. In a series of social media posts, the Prime Minister said the cabinet has made two significant decisions. He said the two new ropeways will not only save devotees' time, but also make their journey more convenient. Mr. Modi said revised livestock health and disease control program is a big step towards better animal health, higher productivity and prosperity for farmers. Union Minister for Labour and Employment Dr. Mansukh Mandviya yesterday said India's social security coverage has doubled from 24.4% to 48.8%. Addressing the post-budget webinar on the theme Investing in People, the minister emphasized that a nation's greatest asset is its people. He added that 10 new employees, State Insurance Corporation, ESIC medical colleges have been approved, with plans for 10 more in the pipeline. The minister outlined the government's mission to skill and empower India's youth, ensuring that Indian talent makes a global impact. Dr. Mandviya presented data underscoring the success of employment initiatives, revealing that 17.1 crore jobs were created between 2014 to 24, including 4.6 crore in the past year alone. In the ICC Champions Trophy 2025, New Zealand set up the summit clash with India after beating South Africa by 50 runs in the second semi-final at Gaddafi Stadium in Lahore yesterday. Chasing the highest ever target of 363 runs in the tournament's history set by New Zealand, South Africa managed to score 312 for 9 in the stipulated 50 overs. Earlier opting to bat first, New Zealand piled up 362 runs for 6 wickets in the stipulated 50 overs. Rachin Ravindra was declared player of the match. Meanwhile, India stormed into the final of the tournament, beating Australia by 4 wickets in the first semi-final in Dubai. Indian table tennis legend A. Sharat Kamal has announced that he will retire later this month, ending a career spanning more than 22 years at the top of the sport. Sharat will bid farewell in front of friends and family in Chennai, where the WTT Star Contender event, his final tournament, will take place from March 25 to 30. His impact on the sport extends beyond his achievements, which include 7 Commonwealth Games gold medals, 2 historic Asian Games bronze medals, and 5 Olympic appearances. And that is the end of this news bulletin.